Hi, I'm Brittany Ashley, your host of Breaking Norms, Building Dreams, your guide through this transformative journey in both business and life. This is your place crafted for dreamers, doers, or anyone who has been told they can't. Get ready as we challenge those narratives together. You're tuning in live to the United Public Radio Network, airing on 105.3 and 107.7 FM in New Orleans. We are streaming on all the popular platforms every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join me for a candid and thought-provoking conversation celebrating your unique journey because you are worth it. Hello, everyone. I'm so excited to be here today with Lindsay. We're having some technical issues, everyone, so bear with us. If I get logged out, you have Lindsay. Lindsay's like, no pressure.
It's a good thing that I'm comfortable hamming it up for the camera.
Well, I just messaged Addie, so here's hoping we can make it through the full hour here. But they might just jump in to kind of be my backup if needed. But everyone, welcome to Breaking Norms, Building Dreams. I'm your host, Brittany Ashley, and we are broadcasting live on the United Public Radio Network and UFO Paranormal Radio Network on 105.3 and 107.7 FM in New Orleans. I'm so excited to have Lindsay with us today. Yay!
Lindsay and I'm excited to be here. And also, I hadn't seen the like whole preview commercially thing before going live. Who did that? It's so good.
I gave the voiceover. I've given all the other like instructions and they're like, we need this for the show at X point. I'm like, I have no, there's so much pressure over Christmas time too.
Yeah.
Cause it's Christmas time. We were just trying to launch everything. So I got them to help me and she did such a good job.
Fantastic job. If Addie is looking for more, I will definitely send people her way.
Right. Well, let's introduce lovely Lindsay. I work with Lindsay so much, and I can't recommend Lindsay enough to any entrepreneur who are listening, just starting, or in the mix of all the things. Everyone, please meet Lindsay Johnson, aka the Radical Connector, is equal parts beach bum and entrepreneurship nerd with a radical approach the way we grow business. Lindsay's been changing the entrepreneurship game for over 20 years with their ick-free sales formula, and I have to say I love it. Their fast-acting loyalty building can't get enough of you marketing and sales strategies are based on three pillars. Get your business in front of the people who are already looking for you with Monday in hand. Make it clear and easy to buy from you and stop wasting your time on busy work that doesn't matter. As a marketing and sales trainer, podcast host, YouTuber, and public speaker, Lindsay has been using their relatable, direct, and cheeky teaching styles to break down complex marketing and sales concepts into step-by-step playbook that give entrepreneurs the confidence to take big swings and get out there. Lindsay has a clear mission, teach entrepreneurs how to use consent-based marketing and sales to grow profitable, scalable businesses they love so they can spend less time working and ditch the desk and go have a life, which I love 100% because you know me as a mom wearing many hats, all the things. I usually would work all the time.
Yep.
And with ADHD, like I hyper-focus so much. I'm so excited for us to dig into that as well. Because as you know, I've been through, I call you a coach. I know you don't call yourself a coach. You're more of a strategist. But I feel like your approach, it helps me reflect so much without always, Brittany, think about that a little bit more. Let me call you out on that. And I was like, yes, good. Please do. And then I take that step back and I kind of do a little bit more of reflecting of why I'm going down the crazy rabbit hole because, you know, us as ADHDers, sometimes we go down that huge rabbit hole. But before we dig into it, Lindsay, tell everybody who you are. I know I did my bio on you, but I like everyone to hear it from you.
Okay, really quickly, give me just a half second because you're a little bit quiet. Oh no, my volume is cranked. Okay, if I do end up saying what, you have to forgive me. Okay. You're a bit quiet on my end. And it's really funny what you just said. Like, I don't call myself a coach, but I kind of coach. And It's really interesting how I can have such a resistance to the term business coach, because that's really not what I am. Business coaches typically are the people who support you to figure out what's going on internally that's getting in your way and help you deal with that so that you can get out of your own way and go do incredible things in your business. And yes, when I'm working with people and I can see that there is an excuse or a fear, a valid fear, there is something coming up, imposter syndrome, something is coming up in them, I will hit pause and get us to kind of like go, hang on, what's really going on here? Because I can't move us into making money until we deal with that block a little bit. I am more than likely going to say, please make an appointment with your therapist or if you have a coach or a mentor of some sort to really flesh that out. But really what I am just an absolute nerd for is how you make money. I want to dive into the strategies and the systems that you're creating to make more money. And specifically, as we said in my bio, by working less so that you're not being swallowed whole by your business. You're able to get out there, make great money, do work you love, make an impact, and then go to the beach or have a nap or do whatever else you want besides work.
Yes. And I love that you pointed that out, because I do state to everyone like, no, but they're not really a coach, but like, because I am a coach. So, but I think I've been through so many different coaches, strategists. I just feel like I've been through it all and I don't want to ever leave Lindsay.
I don't ever want you to leave. We have so much fun together, but also we have so much like work to do in the world. Like I love that we get to work together and I'm able to support you in your business growth, but then also we get to come and go live with each other. And like what you do is so incredible in terms of your determination to support VAs and people who want to become VAs and start their own business and really grow something incredible for themselves, while also connecting with entrepreneurs who desperately need those VAs, while also working with business owners on their imposter syndrome. Like what you're doing, it's so multi-layered and it is so impactful at helping to mobilize and activate and empower so many more people to really do something incredible with their own business, with their own creativity and their expertise.
Yeah, love that. You like, and also too, like you pump me up. I'm like, yeah, you wear many hats and do multiple things.
Do all the things, make all the money, have all the lives.
Right? And then I will message you later, be like, okay. And then I'm like, should I redo my website? No, focus. Focus here, please. I'm just messaging Addy in case they have to come in, because I hope you can hear me, because I can see when I try to put in comments to everybody, if anybody's listening, I don't know if I'm ever going to see your comment because it doesn't look like it's working over here. So I apologize.
Oh, no. I wonder if I don't have my phone, but I can go grab it. If it would be beneficial for me to have my phone and somehow go onto YouTube or go somewhere. So in case I need to read the comments.
I have my phone right with me. So I'm just logging in. Okay. To see what is actually happening in the background. Because I did get notifications that we are live. So at least I know that, yes, we are.
I hope we're live. It's like, there's been moments where I have absolutely, one time when I was recording a podcast with somebody and we got talking and I realized I hadn't hit record. Talk about striking fear and terror in my heart. That you only got to do that once.
I can see that we're live. So as you can hear my background music playing. So I can see that we're good. So I'm not sure what's going on over in StreamYard right now. So we'll just keep going with it. With that said, talking about like strategists and coaches, I just want to dig into that just a little bit deeper and talk about kind of like how, because you've been doing this for 20 years. So maybe let's start from the very beginning, because why not? We have a full hour. We'll speed it up fast.
It was a rainy Wednesday afternoon. No, my mother was on the way to the hospital.
But I'm always been asked too, like, what this made you decide to move forward as an entrepreneur?
Yeah.
Because it is a lot of work and it's scary. It's a lot of, and if you've never been an entrepreneur before and you're just so used to the 9-to-5 lifestyle, that change is so big. For me, I was lucky enough to be kind of on maternity leave a little bit. I kind of was playing the field grounds a little bit there, but I also did like event planning on the side. So I think I slowly mapped my way out. But I know some people do like the fast switch, which I personally don't think is the right way, but everyone has their own way. Doing the fast switch, unless you have a lot of savings behind you. Because I know for me, like there's some days too, where I'm like, oh, maybe I should go back to a 9-to-5. And it's like that negative mindset. So how, maybe you can tell a little bit of your story of like how you transitioned from the 9-to-5 life to where you are today.
Absolutely. Well, I feel like I've not very often had a 9-to-5 life. It's been, there have been definitely been few short spurts of the 9-to-5 because I'm not a 9-to-5er. Oh my gosh. Talk about that neurodivergence and that it just breaks you break out in hives. But first, can I talk about what you just said about the thought of going back to getting a job and it being a negative thought? I actually think it's a pretty normal human thought. You know, I kind of joke around, if you don't think about quitting your business and going back to a 9-to-5 at least twice a year, I mean, are you even trying as an entrepreneur?
Yeah.
Right. And I think it's very normal to want to go towards what feels safe, what feels stable and reliable and a sure thing. Of course, we all know that's a total pipe dream in the world of working for somebody else. Mm-hmm. It is never stable. It is never safe. It is never a sure thing. But there are, you know, there are, as long as you have the job, you know, you got a paycheck coming, you know? So I just want to kind of point out that I think that is a really normal human thought to have. And I think it's okay to have that thought. And for some entrepreneurs, if they really in their hearts want to do something incredible in the world of business and entrepreneurship, but what they're doing is just not working and they need to go back to work, I think that's also okay. And I just want to kind of give anyone permission, because I do have clients that have started a business, couldn't make it work, went back to getting a job because they have to pay their bills, and then figure some things out and then went back into business, right? So I just think that's a normal journey for a lot of people. I think it's okay to think it, and it's okay to do it if that's what you need.
No, 100%. And I think that's, I like that you said that, because I think with social media, we are pretty hard on ourselves to, especially like, you know, come work with me and I get you to 10K or 100K. And like you and I have had this conversation before, like it's such like my biggest pet peeves to see those kind of notations, because it is a lot of work. It doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah.
And I feel like we in social media land, it makes it like the entrepreneurship game so easy, and it's not.
Yeah, 100%. I'm either going to make a YouTube video, or I've got this written down somewhere for me to talk about. And it, you know, one of the things that I really want to start being more vocal, because I do this when we're in like a one-on-one situation or in my group programs, but more publicly, really getting entrepreneurs to start thinking critically about the things that are being marketed and sold to them. And anytime something sounds too good to be true, it 99% of the time is. And that goes for, I can get you from 0 to 6 figures in 6 months. Or yeah, you can create a course and make 6 figures even if you don't have an email list and have never had a paying customer in your life. You know, there's these grand, huge promises that are 99% of the time that they don't work and they're not true. You will sometimes, like I have a friend who did trip across a really specific niche and did get to 6 figures, I believe her first year of business, by creating a course, because it was something she was already doing. It was called low content publishing. Well, it is called low content publishing, and it's not the same now that it was, you know, 5 and 6 years ago, but and it was a relatively new thing. Low content publishing is when you just make calendars and planners and you publish it on Amazon. And she had a system for searching and figuring out where the holes were, making something and then making money off that. And then she created a course on that. And she went to multiple 6 figures within a few years. That's not possible anymore. That is such a saturated market now. But it was this very niche thing. And, you know, she was able to get there quickly. She also had the benefit of having savings and having a graphic design background, having a spouse who was supporting her. You know what I mean? Like, so it wasn't just her with her, you know, a few hours a week with no experience. And all of a sudden, you know, boom, there you are. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just really important to understand that there are those outliers, people who do trip into something and go fast. And they also have a ton of applicable experience and support, financial support, you mm-hmm. know, support around the household, moral support, and it does allow them to go there quicker. But that's 99% of people, 98% of people, it's not going to be the story for them. And so we have to get better at really thinking critically. And if somebody is promising something where you don't have experience in this industry, you don't have support, you don't have skills, and you don't know what you're doing, it's not going to be that quickly, most likely for you. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I always talk about most people aren't even out of the getting over, they're not even over their fear of having a sales call in the first 6 months. Like, how are you going to get to six figures when you can't even have a sales call, right? Mm-hmm. And so anything that's promising that you don't have to work and you don't have to have experience and you don't have to have systems set up, like it's just not true. And I mean, go talk to any multi six and seven figure earner, and they're going to tell you how absolutely hard they have to work to get there. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there's anything wrong with hard work. I think hard work is great. It's when it's all work all the time. Like mm-hmm. I work hard when I'm working, but I don't work all the time. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah. 100%.
I know I haven't even gotten into my origin story yet. I'm still just getting into the topics that you share.
All good. No, I 100% agree. I think with me, like when I just was saying about having like that anxiety going back to 9 to 5, I think I relate to it because it was a toxic work environment for me. And so when I end up going in for general interviews, I was like, yeah, I got this. Like they want to hire me. And then I heard a phone ring and I went to an instant panic mode and I shut down. I was like, nope, can't do it. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay. But then I slowly realized that I'm meant to do this lifestyle because I do so many things so fast. I do the graphic design. I do a lot of the CRM setups. I do the marketing sales myself. And then the sales pitch, like still crafting that one down. But it's like, once you have that mind shift, like what you were just talking about, it's day and night, because I don't even consider them discovery calls. I call them coffee chats mm-hmm. because at the end of the day, I want to make sure that the person that's coming to work with me, we're in alignment versus just to close that person and have that sale. Yeah. It's taken me a long time to get there because I know I find that I get back in that hole like, oh, I haven't had a client come through the door in a while. I'm going to just sign that client up. And then it ends up being a red flag client.
Oh no. Yeah. Red flag clients. I feel like that's every entrepreneur's rite of passage is to, you know, I think I probably have a top three or a top five red flags. I haven't actually counted them up, but there's either 3 to 5 flags that I watch out for, and everybody's red flag clients are different. And those are lessons that we have to learn the hard way sometimes, especially if we're new in sales. You know, like I sales is my life. I love teaching marketing. I love teaching sales. And as we talked about, I specifically teach consent-based sales, right? How do we co-create the sales journey with the people who actually want what we've got? Mm-hmm. And oh man, just because somebody wants it doesn't mean that it's a good fit for you, you know? And especially if you're in a service-based business or a done-for-you business, like what do you know? Do you know some of your red flag clients? Do you know some of the people that you would watch out for?
I find specifically like when we're in a discovery call and they're like, what's your pricing? What's your pricing? Yeah. Like, well, this is my process. I will provide you my pricing, but just give me a moment because I work with so many different subcontractors. Mm-hmm. I need to see if they're available. I respect the subcontractor as well. I don't want to just like fill them up. So that's my process. Like I have a weird process than a normal business, but it's just, I just know how I want to work as well. And I really respect the woman on my team before I just pair them up with somebody that's come in. And sometimes I even offer like a one-on-one session so they get to meet that subcontractor.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh yeah, here's three people. I kind of leaning towards this person because of X, Y, and Z, but you know what? Instead of me picking it for you, let's get on a call for everybody. We actually just did this. And they're like laughing at me at the end of it because we had a regroup meeting with the client and they're like, we are so sorry. It's taking us about 7 months to pick somebody.
Yeah.
I was like, ah, it's all good. I'm like, I'm very committed. I'm just, I love, like, I got to meet them along the way. I got to really understand who they are as a business. Yeah. And to me, that I'm just so passionate to learn about businesses as well and how we can work and work with them than against them. And so I generally like those kind of processes because then I'm like, you know what? I know pretty much now I know for sure I'm going to be matching you with the right person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's that piece. And also those who don't want to do the intake form.
Yeah. There's signs, right? There's signs, even like for folks. So I mostly work in groups with people in my programs, but if they want to work with me one-on-one, there is a very comprehensive intake form because that is the very first barrier that I'm going to put in between you and I working together. Are you going to complete it? Are you going to take it seriously? Are you going to answer everything, you know, versus just giving me one word answers, right? It also through my intake form, it's also where I really gauge how much you know already about your market and mm-hmm. how to build a business. And I can tell in the way people answer questions if they know what they're doing or not, right? So it already is also giving me insight into where I think we're going to probably go when we work together.
Yeah.
But I will say one of my red flag clients is somebody who comes to me. There's two that right away pop out. Someone that comes to me expecting to be able to go fast, go right now. I have to do it. I have no money. I have to make money now. Will you help me get money? Will I be able to make money with you? If someone comes through that level of desperation and panic, I absolutely will not work with that person. And usually in our conversation, I will suggest that they go get a job. Like they go find something to do to pay the bills because you can't build a business from a place of strength and confidence. Mm-hmm. If you are, and strength and confidence sounds really like intense and intimidating, but I just mean like strength within your convictions, within your values, within your purpose and that confidence. If you can't even pay your rent, if you can't even put gas in the car, if you can't pay for your website fees and your email marketing fees and your, you know, entrance to the next networking event or conference that you're going to. And so to your earlier point about you believe in going slow, I also believe in going, I will say slow fast. Don't mm-hmm. waste time on stuff that's not going to work and doesn't matter. Let's cut that out and let's go faster on the things that do. But don't be so quick to leave your job and go full in if you don't at the very least know how to do sales and get customers like that. Mm-hmm. And you don't have your marketing and everything worked out because, oh my God, that level of stress and anxiety that you're living under, you can't function like that. It's just, that's not sustainable beyond a few days. Like it's just not sustainable. Who wants to be that stressed out? Plus your customers, collaborators, other leaders, they can feel that and they will not want anything to do with that. At least not people who were established and like, don't mess around with that kind of stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. I was just thinking, I was actually going to message you to be like, so this person, because we have like the little chat bot and you can send questions, mm-hmm. but I still ask you to put in your, still in a way of probing in a way, mm-hmm. but messages being like, I tried calling you multiple times, no response. Call me back now at this number. I was like, excuse me?
No.
I was like, and so I responded back in a nice email and I was like, sorry, no, thank you.
Yeah.
If you're talking you. Like that in the chat, that means that you're definitely like the biggest red flag client I can possibly see without even meeting you.
That entitlement and that expectation. And the thing is that when entrepreneurs are new, they'll put up with that, right? And that's what I mean when I talk about if you're desperate for money, you will put up with terrible treatment. And also, okay, I've never worked in the corporate world, but I have many friends in the corporate world and they mm-hmm. tell me the horror stories. And that is very normal in the corporate world to be toxic, to treat people like crap, like terribly, and for them to jump, expectation that they're going to jump when you tell them to jump, right? So no, but I also thought of another red flag that I will avoid. And that is when, listen, you gotta be a little delulu, a little delusional, you know, to do incredible things as an entrepreneur, especially if you are in some way pioneering something new, right? There's a fair amount of I'm gonna be the best, I'm gonna be the top, like that exists. But when people are delusional to the point that they are in this weird fake it till you make it, i.e. lying stage, mm-hmm. this reminds me of somebody who came to talk about working together, and they'd wanted me to, I think, share some people, like share my network with them basically. And my network is precious. So, you know, I don't just share that with just anybody, you know? And I looked at their website and they were like, it says something like, you know, Canada's best digital marketer or something. And they hadn't even had a single paying customer yet. And I was like, did mm-hmm. somebody give you that award? Like, how did you get the designation of Canada's best digital marketer when you've not even had, and that level of like, I don't believe in fake it till you make it. I don't believe in lying. This is the whole thing with manipulative, coercive, sell at any cost tactics that I teach people to not do and to avoid when someone's trying to sell to them. It just felt so gross and so delusional. I was like, we're not going to be able to work together. And I, you know me, I'm very frank and I'm very direct. And so I was like, this is what this is telling people. Plus their website was not good. Like it was like your digital marketer and your website looks like that. Right. And so that's another red flag for me. Yeah. When somebody is in this fake it till you make it fantasy world and they're not rooted and grounded in reality and ready to start at where they're at and grow into Canada's best marketer.
Yes. And that, yeah. And that's just going along the lines too, circling back to like 10, I'm going to promise you to 10K months or 100K months. Like there's so many, like there's, the big trend right now is creating groups and getting you established there and make all this money. And so I can't remember what I just saw, but anyways, they're like, if you come with me and create this group, I'm going to show you the ways and you're going to make $1 million. I'm like, probably not. On to the next. And it's really kind of like training your mind to shuffle that kind of information out, because me, I'm the kind of, I want to say like I'm a shopaholic a little bit, ADHD. When I'm on a spending spree, like I told you when I went to on AppSumo, I like,
yes,
in the cart we go. And you're like, no, Brett, you don't want me to buy all that stuff. I'm like, it looks great. But it's just taking that step back and re-asking yourself more curious questions as well. Before you hit the like, yes, let's spend button, is it really going to be a beneficial to you and be authentic to what you're trying to do as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, AppSumo is so dangerous. So dangerous. I have learned to fill my cart and then walk away for a day or two, you know? And then if I'm still thinking about it, if it's still something that I'm like, yeah, I want to go with this. I don't know about you, Brittany. I am such an impulsive person.
I am.
So I have to, you know that about me. And so I have to sit on my hands sometimes. I have to put the credit card away. I have to not hit publish. Oh my goodness. I was making updates to my website, but I wasn't ready to publish it yet. And I thought I was on a different website of mine and I hit publish and I realized I was on my main one. Oh, and no. I swear the people across the street could hear me yelling, no. And listen, I'm sure I could have looked up instructions on how to, like, you know, revert back to an older version, but whatever, it was done. And I was like, impulsive Lindsay, no, like, you're not ready yet. Like, dang it, now I have doing all this catch up.
Yes, I think I'm super, I get so anxious whenever I work on clients' website because I'm always so anxious about that. And I know when if things go live and you're not ready for it, it's just like some people use Wix. And like with that one, I don't believe you can, there's a revert button, but at least with like WordPress, there is. Yeah. But not with Wix. Unfortunately.
That's what I was using. So, okay. So never mind that it would have been for naught. I'm glad I didn't waste 30 minutes trying to find that actually wouldn't have been. This is something a business friend, and she didn't teach me. I learned it from watching her. And that is stop trying to figure things out on your own and just go to Google. There's a YouTube video for it. Like,
true. Google is like your best friend, or YouTube is your best friend too. Yeah. I always utilize it. And that's another thing. Any new entrepreneurs, I feel like there's always all these new courses to always add to your belt. And like, you know me, like, because I think I told you, it's like,
I do know you, Brittany.
And you're like, why?
Hang on, I'm going to interrupt you. Didn't we just have a conversation on, no, you do not need to sign up for this course?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I think it was
I'm crying all my makeup off right now.
I think it was resilient course.
Yes.
And you're like, why? But you can obviously sit down too and make something yourself. I'm like, yeah, but X, Y, and Z, and you know what? This. And you're like, no. And I'm like, I guess not.
I was like, what's a resiliency course going to teach you that you haven't already experienced and don't already know?
Yeah.
Also, let's be honest, okay? And I'm not saying this is a bad thing, but at a certain point, you start to realize all these courses are the exact same.
Yeah.
So take the model from this course and apply it to this new topic, and you'll see the same train of thought carries through. Oh, okay.
That's true. And I'm like, well, part of my imposter syndrome thoughts is like, I need to be an expert of everything. Mm-hmm. And so having all these certifications for me helps me feel like I'm somewhat competent to move forward. And then if I don't have them, I feel like I'm not competent enough. So then I shall not step foot in front of anybody.
Oh, you know what? I'm like crying my makeup off. I'm just going to keep rubbing my eyes. Okay. So I think that is hugely relatable, what you just said. You know, and I think especially, I'm going to just speak in broad terms here, general terms, when it comes to women entrepreneurs, female entrepreneurs, or anybody who's been socialized as a woman, even if you now identify as non-binary or trans, you know, it's that we're never qualified enough, right? We never have enough experience. I mean, even, oh gosh, there's so many ways I want to take this conversation, but think about the way that mothers are treated in the workforce. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember the stats right now. I just watched a great video on this, and I think I shared it on Instagram the other day, and it was talking about it's a book I'm listening to. Oh, I can't think of it right now. Anyways. And it was talking about, I think it's called Do Nothing. I think that's the book, Do Nothing. It's a great, great, great book. I think it might've been from there. I don't know. I have a million, I'm ADHD, man. I got a million things on the go. But I'm going to come back to my point, but I'll tell you, if somebody can share with me a easy, cohesive way to like, remember to share or track all of these resources and all of these stats that I learned, because they're just up here and then they're gone forever. But there is a stat on like how men are taken more seriously than women. And then if you're a mother, it's this. And if you're a father, it's up here. No, you know, like fathers are taken more seriously than mothers. And we know that the general balance in a lot of sort of heteronormative gender typical, you know, stereotypical households, it's the woman doing most of this, of the stuff, of the mental labor, of the coordinating, of the organizing, of the running of the household. And yet men are given this like esteem being a father, and women are counted as nothing. Oh, was it Do Nothing? I think it's the book Do Nothing. It's fantastic. You know, when we think about the way that we are socialized as women and men, again, using the gender binary, to think about how men treat women and perceive women, and how women internalize that and perceive themselves. Mm-hmm. And we know that we don't go after promotions unless we meet every single piece of the criteria. We know we don't apply for grants or loans unless we meet every single piece of the criteria, right? We know that we do this thing where we go, I need to get more certifications, take more courses, you know, hand this off to other people. There is this weird thing in that we don't think that we're capable. We don't think our lived experience counts. We don't think our work experience counts. And it is so toxic. It is so toxic. And this is why I was challenging you, because I'm like, you have all of this experience already. You do not need a course to tell you that. But what we have to do is we have to believe that and trust that and tap into it, right?
100%. Like, and even too, like I had, like I went down this rabbit hole the other day of like, you know what? Just because you know how fast marketing communications change. And yes, I have my degree and my BBA in marketing communications. I was like, maybe I shall. Might laugh at me. You know where I'm going with
this. When I hear this pause and this laugh, I know I'm about to tell you no.
maybe I should go back to school and get more education. And I was like, well, I just literally, like I went years to school. Yeah. I have my BBA. What else am I going to do? It's either like learn as you go and be very transparent about it or go back to school. Like those were like my like, oh, kind of like the weighing the two really back and forth. Yeah. And really at the end of the day, I learned so much better of like, Brett, we need to do X, Y, and Z. Here's YouTube, go do it. And I learn it so fast and I'm done. And I'm on to the next thing. So me to go back to school or even had that notion of thought is a bit ridiculous, especially when I have like all these diplomas and degrees behind me. It's just, I don't know what it, like you're saying, but I'm still stuck in that expert mode and I'm still trying to get out of it because I feel like every now and then, if I have that self-doubt of not being competent enough, then I'm like, well, I should go back to this.
Yeah.
Go back to schooling or take another coaching course, which let's be honest, I paid a pretty penny for all that too.
And I think that's, you know, whether that's imposter syndrome, you know, I'm sure there's many things that play, childhood trauma. There's many things that play.
All the things.
All the things, right? And I think what we need to get good at doing is asking ourselves why and not being afraid to answer.
Yeah. Digging into the root.
Yeah. You got to get in there. Call your therapist or your best friend. Right. Cause there is this, there's a reason. Right. And I'm a big action taker and activator, right? You know, working with me, you know this. And the best thing you can do for your confidence and to prove to yourself that you know what you're doing is to get into action. And, you know, there's this narrative of, and I do think that it is dwindling with each generation over the past, you know, 20, 30 years. It's been incredible to watch. But there is this narrative around education and information and skill development that it is somehow gatekept behind, you know, expensive colleges and universities and courses and gurus or, you know what I mean, experts. And the reality is nobody knows what they're doing. Everyone is figuring it out. We are constantly learning new information and new ways of doing things. And we as a species are constantly evolving in the way that we learn and consume and grow and teach. And so, you know, when we rely on this like really linear path of I have to go here and learn from this person and then, you know, implement this many years in a career to get this much experience, to get these promotions, to start a bit, like, it's not about that. I guarantee if you want to know it, there's a YouTube video on it. And you can go watch that YouTube video and practice and implement and try and figure it out. You don't have to spend a ton of money paying someone else to teach you, right? Like, there's no one answer. There's no right answer. There's no one way to do anything. And it's we got to bust through this narrative that you've got to pay someone else. And okay, in saying that, here's what I'm going to say, okay? Because I'm in the education business. I teach marketing and sales, right? So I'm not saying, hey, if you don't know how to sell, go watch a YouTube video and figure it out. Listen, you can do that. I have many YouTube videos on that, right? Mm-hmm. You can do that. If you do want to work with someone to teach you a specific skill because you can feel that block or you can feel that you want the support and the community around that, do mm-hmm. that. But it's when we don't take action because we think we have to. There's a difference in being in action and getting support and not taking action until we learn some magical formula, which it just doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm. No, I love that. And I feel that, well, I'm just going to compare myself because it's just the easiest.
we are the experts in ourselves. Hopefully.
I know where I like struggle with confidence, and like I'm slowly working at it, and I've been doing this for 5 years. And like we mentioned, like it doesn't happen overnight. It's taken me such a long time. I would say maybe 2 years after doing this, I finally had that mind shift of treating discovery calls not like discovery calls, of having it. It's not them interviewing me. I'm kind of interviewing you actually to come in to work with us as a team. And I'm like such mama bear. Like I'm so protective of my clients, my subcontractors, all the people that come underneath. So I'm just like, I've learned that so much more about myself too. And so it's like me figuring out the right curious questions to make me feel more confident when I'm in that setting. I think I had conversations with you prior to, like I've had like discovery calls or coffee chats, whichever. And they would be males and they'd be like, are they as pretty as you? And I was like taken back from it.
That's like a flaming, burning, rotting red flag right there. Right? Sorry.
Right. Either I've gotten, are they as pretty as you, and or how old are they? And it's like, why does it matter?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why are you asking?
Weird question to ask. Yeah.
And so I'm learning how to be confident in that setting too. Yeah. Once they get that, because you think that sometimes you're having these conversations and it's like, oh, it's going really well. And all of a sudden it's like, well, are they as old as you? Or young as you? And it's like, like, where did this come from? Like, it came out of left field. So me to kind of step forward, be more confident in those settings, like those are just like little things that if you're getting sideways conversations and you're not feeling confident, how do you become confident in that setting?
Yeah.
Yourself.
So how did you become confident?
I'm still learning. I'm not by any means. But I've learned to, it's just the mindset, I guess.
Yeah.
Because I know for a fact, I don't want to work with red flag clients. It's exhausting. It takes a lot of time and effort to clean up certain messes. And like, I'm such a customer service oriented person. So it takes me a long time to, because I, even though, yes, it's a red flag client, I still want to make sure that they are happy.
Yeah.
So I go above and beyond. And that's where my tourism hospitality part comes in. And so that just kind of like drowns me down a little bit. So
yeah,
I'm excited for this year to have like that full cleanup, like I've told you about with the systems. And no, I won't do a new website yet, I guess, but
because Brittany, because most people don't go to the website. That's not friends. No one's going to your website. Okay.
but just that piece, right? Mm-hmm. See, I knew we were going to have so much fun today that I wasn't even going to look at questions. I told you I wasn't going to look at questions. I was looking at the time. You should educate everybody though about your programs that you do offer for those who are listening.
Okay. And I will do that. I can't believe we're out of time. Okay. I'm definitely coming back.
we still have some time. So, but I'm just looking at the time to make sure we fill everybody in about programs and what you have.
Well, and I'm laughing because we haven't even gotten to your original question of how did it get started. I'll weave that in. But I want to point out the confidence piece, because again, really relatable, right? Like when you are starting a business versus 3 years in, 5 years in, 10 years in, 15 years in, you are such different people at all stages. Mm-hmm. And there is an unshakable confidence that comes in. And when you get this place of unshakable confidence, you know, and I'll talk about where that comes from in a moment, you don't really get red flag clients even coming to you, right? Like it's an interesting thing. Like I don't get people that try to haggle with me on price. I don't get that. I haven't gotten that for years. I mean, you have to remember too that I have been doing what I've been doing for years before I started my business. For a full 10 years, I was teaching marketing and sales. I was developing my own system. I was working, whether I was working with other companies or consulting, I have been teaching this for 10 years before I even started my business. And then when I started it, like anybody else, there's a difference between knowing it and working through your own stuff to become it. So I was not immune, like every other entrepreneur. You know, when I first started, I definitely took on red flag clients, you know, and I definitely had to pay the bills and was like, I don't really want to do this, but I'm going to do it, you know? And there was this, you know, I was off in my messaging and in my marketing and had to tweak and pivot a little bit. So it doesn't matter how much experience you have outside of starting a business. Coming into becoming an entrepreneur, it's like you can throw a lot of that out the window because there's so much more coming up. And I want to talk about that in terms of confidence. My name, company name, The Radical Connector, radical actually comes from radical self-acceptance. And entrepreneurship is going to push you to deal with your stuff because it's going to bring a lot of things up because you are really putting yourself out there in a big way. You know, everything from having a sales call to raising your rates to asking for your rates to, you know, dealing with people who are maybe misogynistic, inappropriate, you know, whatever, applying for grants, doing your first podcast interview, getting on stage, you know, all these things, you're going to constantly be faced with yourself and your fears and your insecurities. And so a lot of that unshakable confidence comes from a place of radical self-acceptance, of really seeing yourself, accepting who you are, accepting your brilliance, accepting your limitations, right? And learning how to work with yourself, not fight yourself. And when you get there, you become so solid that that is just echoed through your business. And so if you haven't picked up the book by Tara Brach, it's called Radical Self-Acceptance. I highly recommend it. And in your business, you know, as you go through week to week, month to month, year to year, understand that you're going to go through massive growth inside as well as in your business, like inside yourself as well as in your business. And so, yeah, when I started my business, I officially started it in December of 2013. And I grew up in a family of entrepreneurs, like my family, everybody owned businesses. And so I've always been really nerdy about entrepreneurship, about marketing and sales. And in my late teens, early 20s, I started to really like go to conferences, read books, go to little like workshops, like listen to the tapes and DVCDs of, I'm a little older, of all of these marketing and sales gurus, right? Reading all the books. And I was doing what they were teaching and it worked, but I also was red flagging that it was super manipulative and coercive. And it didn't leave me feeling good. I noticed that I was good at selling and could sell anything to anyone, but did those people actually need it? Did it make their lives better? Or was I just selling because I had a sales goal? And that's how it felt. And it felt very gross. And so very quickly, I was determined to not do that. I wanted to develop my own marketing and sales process, my own formula. And it really is on centering our customers and our clients' needs. It's understanding how to get yourself in front of the people who are already looking for someone like you with money in hand, and then making it very clear and easy for them to buy from you. And I teach everything based on consent, whether you're selling online through funnels and ads, or you're having a direct conversation in B2B or B2C, really like how we are co-creating this journey by asking these yes or no consent questions. That's why I shared that freebie with anyone that's listening. You're welcome to go grab it. It is 20 consent-based questions you can ask to start these sales conversations, right? Mm-hmm. So that you don't feel like you're convincing or manipulating or coercing or selling at any cost. You're really taking this person and going along the journey with them, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I developed my own system in my 20s, spent my 20s really kind of fleshing it out, working with it, perfecting it. In my early 30s, I finally was like, okay, I'm going to start my own business. And I had started, it was called The Networking Boutique. And I wanted to teach entrepreneurs how to grow faster and easier through networking. Entrepreneurs did not care. Because you're going to learn very quickly in entrepreneurship, it's not what you think they need or what you know they need, it's what they want. Mm-hmm. And entrepreneurs were coming to me for marketing and sales support. And so I pivoted and I shifted. And while networking is still a huge part of the strategies I teach, it's a bit broader now and really understanding that a lot of entrepreneurs are struggling to get customers. They're working their butts off and they're not making money. And so this is what I wanted to really kind of hone in with them, is help them understand where they were, where something was broken in their marketing and sales strategies and how to fix it and how to get themselves out there. And so here we are 20 plus years later, and I have Irresistible Entrepreneurs Academy. It's an 8-week academy, and it's, you have to already have something to come into it. So it's not an ideation academy. It's, I have this thing to sell, but nobody's buying it, right? Or they're buying it, but not as much and not as fast as I want. And we go through and we develop really specific marketing strategies and a sales playbook for you so that when you leave, you know exactly what you're doing for the next 12 months to go out and grow. And then I am launching very, very soon. It's almost ready. it's going to be, it's called my, what was that? Sorry.
And I'm excited.
Well, it's called my ICFree Sales Membership, and it's going to just be a cute little membership where every week you get a different sales script, and I'm going to send you a video and a walkthrough of when to use it, how to use it, and some examples. And then we'll have some action planning sessions and have a Facebook group where we all get to connect and share and like share our wins and ask our questions. I'm going to bring in some cool guest experts. It's going to be really fun. So I'm really excited for that. So that is coming up. It's meant to be like a fun little in and out. Like, I don't want this to consume you. It's a fun little in and out, and then get on with making sales and get on with having a life. And then, you know, I have YouTube, I have podcast. I have lots of fun ways that I'm out there and interacting with people. But for anyone that is interested, if you want to do some work with me, I mean, come into the academy. That's the number one place that every single person starts, is the academy. And then we go from there.
Yes. And I've been through, I don't even know. I just sign up whenever I see something. I'm like, yep.
Yeah.
I'm in. I already said that you had me for life. So.
Well, and you and I have done a lot of one-on-one work together. And it's funny, Brittany, because moving forward now, I will not work one-on-one with you until you've done the academy.
I know. You're saying that.
Don't worry. You snuck in under the radar. You're good. I know your business inside and out.
Well, that's perfect for me. Well, yeah, I don't even know where this whole month has gone to be honest. It's already April 1st today, which is just bananas. I feel like, for me, like, you know, I'm very goal oriented. And so for me, I'm like having so much anxiety because I'm not reaching the goals that I have set for myself. Mm. But for me, I think I've mentioned before, I was like just trying to remind myself to give myself grace, because I'm still in the thick of it with two little ones, a 5-2-year-old, that growing a business like this with what I want to see, it takes time. But not only that, it takes even more time with two little ones, a mom hat, and all the things in the mix. And, you know, we also adopted a husky, because why not throw that?
Did you, other than a German Shepherd, a husky is probably like the most active, like, dog. Like, you got to go with the Chihuahuas. I used to have a Chihuahua. So they are lazy. You got to get a lazy Chihuahua.
Yeah, we went for a walk the other day. Yesterday, and he was just talking to everybody. I was like, this is so embarrassing compared to our old dog. I was like, you just want to talk to everybody. Yep. I was like, I guess I need to learn how to be a husky
mom.
Like, oh my goodness. But with that, I'm so excited for all your programs, your courses that you roll out. Anyone listening, I highly recommend connecting with Lindsay and watch their YouTube videos. I can't say enough great things about you. You know, I always recommend you to everybody and send people your way. Hopefully they're, you know, not the red flag ones.
Well, hopefully if you're a red flag client, you're going to change that and become a green flag client after listening to this.
I hope so. Because I really, like, I generally always just want people to, if that's your passion, to build like these types of businesses. Mm-hmm. Like, I just love seeing businesses grow. That's definitely what I love to see. And so anyone listening out there, maybe think about some things that might be a little red flags for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Self-reflection. Yeah. Right. And listen, do I have time? I got a couple minutes.
Oh yeah.
Okay. I'll be really fast. If I'm hiring an assistant, a VA, I'm a red flag client. Okay. So I know that. I know what my red flags are when I hire other people to support me. And so radical self-acceptance, I communicate that, right? I pay attention to when I want to be impulsive and sending someone an email at midnight, or, right? Like, being a red flag client doesn't necessarily make you a bad person. It's just what are your expectations and how are people perceiving you? And do you need to check in a little bit there?
100%. And I find like communication is like such a big thing for outsourcing and working with individuals. And so if you know if communication is like your biggest red flag, then communicate that when you're working with somebody. Are you ready to outsource that? So they kind of understand, like everybody on my team, because I know that I have two little ones. And some of them do as well. They have little ones too. So sometimes they get messages from me at like 11 o'clock at night, WhatsApp, like poor Gabby. If you're listening, sorry, Gabby. And I'm like, I have an idea. And then I go away. And then she messages me the next day and don't hear from me for another 2 days. I'm like, oh, I'm back.
I am the same. Here's this thing that's really urgent. And then I'll talk to you for like 2 weeks.
But the thing is, at least they understand and expect that versus like, if you're just hiring someone, then like, I know for me, like if I get a message, because I also have my own clients I do manage, and I get a message, I'm like, I drop everything to be like, are you okay? Are you sure you're okay? Do you need me to do X, Y, and Z? Like, that's kind of like how I operate. So if you're working with someone, they might have that expectation too. They need to drop everything to attend. And then you're going to be kind of both working out of this cycle of maybe it could learn into anger or
resentment,
like all the things, right? Which it shouldn't be like that. It should be harmony.
When you're working with people, you hopefully will develop a code. Like I always have codes with people. Like I start off with, here are the things I know about me and here are the things that I really need, you know, and having a code in terms of like, you know, this is urgent, this is not urgent, right? And like when I'm working with people like VAs or assistants, it's always very much like I'm very relaxed. I can get intense, but I'm very relaxed. Nothing is usually ever, I need it right now where it's the end of the world. So that when something is urgent, it is actually urgent, because most things for me aren't. But I don't want to live that way. I don't want to live on the edge of anxiety and stress and pressure all the time. So most things for me, I don't perceive as urgent.
Yeah. Mm. Yes. Same.
Yeah. Right. Brittany, you liar. Do you actually...
Like me too. Not really.
Really?
Come on. Mine's urgent because I don't procrastinate all the time, but I find if there's certain things that come in the queue, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm really good at remembering things. I don't know what it is, but I'm just having a conversation. Oh, doctor's appointment. I was like, oh, I know for sure I have this date and I don't know why I remember this date, but this needs now to be urgent thing. Like, I don't know. It's weird. But we'll obviously have you back. We'll see about coming back. I'm almost booked out, not fully for this year. So because we just didn't even get into some of the good questions, even though there was not like, you know, I wanted to ask you some more things, but we'll leave that for the next show. So everyone will have to come in and ask us questions and comments, because I think it's just really delayed today. What is happening? So if there's questions coming in, it's really delayed. So I apologize to anybody if we've missed anything. But thank you for tuning in the show today. Thank you for everyone in the chat room. A big thank you to the United Public Radio Network and the UFO Paranormal Radio Network. Next week, come in as Sarah will be coming in and we're talking about financial wellness and all the secrets. Thank you, Lindsay, for coming in. I'm so excited to have you today. And please come back.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you for having me. This has been a lot of fun.
So with that, until next week, remember, your journey is unique and your worth is unquestionable. Thank you, everyone.